Turn to the book of Matthew chapter 9. I want to say that it's a privilege again to stand behind this pulpit tonight and endeavor to deliver a thought that God gave me this week. And we want to pray for our pastor and his wife as they travel the highways, that God will keep his hand on them. We have a good pastor tonight. I'm thankful for this church. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Sister, I'm going to attempt to sing a chorus, and I don't know what key, and you may not even know it. And if you don't know it, then we'll just sing it without music. But I was in the prayer room tonight, and I just felt this chorus. It's been years and years since I've even heard it. And I had to ask my wife the words to it all. Amen. And it just simply goes, well, hallelujah. Give me a G. Maybe that'll help me. I need Jesus. I need Jesus. If you know it, sing it with me. I need Jesus every day. That may be low. Raise it up a little bit. Remind me why I don't sing. Need Jesus. I need Jesus. I need Jesus every day. I need him in the midnight hour. Is that right? Need him when the storm clouds roll. Every day along life's way. See, you know it. Sing it with me. I need Jesus. We don't need no music. Just sing it. I need Jesus. I need Jesus. I need Jesus every day. Sing it. Hallelujah. I need him in the mid. Hallelujah. All right, I may be doing it backwards, but you got it. Hallelujah. Every day along life's way, I need Jesus. If you need Jesus, why don't you lift your hands and love him? Hallelujah. Mighty God, I need you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. That's what I want to preach about tonight. I want to preach, I still need Jesus. Amen. I said, I still need Jesus. Hallelujah. Every day, along life's way, I need Jesus. I need him when the storm clouds roll. I need him in the midnight hour. I need him in the morning. I need him in the evening. I need him at noon. I need him every day. Hallelujah. I need Jesus tonight. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Matthew chapter 9 and verse number 9. We're going to read a couple of scriptures here, and then we're going to go to 2 Corinthians chapter number 7. And, 2 Chronicles chapter number 7. And verse number 1. But Matthew chapter 9 and verse number 9. The Bible said, and as Jesus passed forth from thence, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of custom. And he saith unto him, follow me. And he arose and followed him. And it came to pass, as Jesus sat at meat in the house, behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto his disciples, why eateth your master with publicans and sinners? But when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, they that be whole need not a physician. Somebody say that. They that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. But go ye and learn what that meaneth. I will have mercy and not sacrifice. For I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And in 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse number 1. The Bible said, "Now when Solomon had made an end of praying, the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the house. And the priests could not enter into the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord had filled the Lord's house." And verse number 3, "And when all the children of Israel saw how that the fire came down and the glory of the Lord upon the house, they bowed themselves with their faces to the ground upon the pavement and worshiped and praised the Lord, saying, 'For He is good.'" Somebody say, "He is good. For His mercy endureth forever." His mercy endureth forever. "They that behold need not a physician, but they that are sick. His mercy endureth forever." Hallelujah. I don't want to preach, talk to you, whatever, however this comes out tonight on this subject. I still need Him. I still need Him. Would you lift your hands and love Him and ask the Lord to bless the word tonight? Thank you, Jesus, for your word in the house. Thank you for the power of God. Thank you for the presence of the Lord in this place. We give you praise tonight. We thank you for every individual that's in this room. Anoint this body, Lord. Anoint your word tonight. Let it go forth. Amen. And not return void. We give you thanks and we give you praise. Give the Lord a good praise. A hand of praise tonight as you're seated. Hallelujah. Amen. I need Jesus. I need Him. I still need Him. I started out needing Him, and I'll finish needing Him. Hallelujah. I will never get enough of Him. I will never get enough, hallelujah, of the need of God. Amen. Somebody say praise the Lord. Jesus was accused of being a friend of sinners. The religious world of His day called Him a wine bibber and a glutton. They would ultimately ask His disciples, "How is it that He eateth and drinketh with publicans and sinners?" And the Bible says that when Jesus heard that, He said, "They that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick." And He said, "I want you to go and figure out what that means." I was reading this today and my mind immediately went back to my childhood, Brother Corey. And I remember a lot of times when my older brothers would pick on me and they would call me names. And I would say, "What does that mean?" They'd say, "Go look it up." You know, they wouldn't tell me what it meant. And immediately my mind went to that when Jesus said, He said, "They that need are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick." And He said, "I want you to go and learn what that means." Amen. And I was reading this and I understood it today that a man that is not sick, he doesn't need a physician and he doesn't need a doctor. And Jesus said that He didn't come for the ones that were righteous and the ones that were whole, but He came to save those that really needed to be saved tonight. I don't ever want to get to the place where I think that I have arrived and that I don't need Jesus anymore, but I need Him tonight. Every day in the midnight hour when the storm clouds rise, amen, I need Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. If you didn't think you were sick, you wouldn't go and see a doctor. Or you didn't think you needed any medicine or you needed a remedy to fix things that were wrong in your life. Because if you believed you were not sick, you wouldn't have a need to go. John chapter 1, the Bible said He was in the world, speaking of Jesus, and the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not. He came unto His own. I want you to hear this tonight. He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. But as many as received Him. Somebody say that. As many as received Him. To them gave he power to become the sons of God. Amen. That believe on his name, which were born not of blood. You weren't born into this thing because you had the blood of God's chosen people. But the Bible said that we were dogs. We were on the outside of the household of Israel. Amen. We didn't have an inheritance with Israel. But thank God he looked at me and he said, you can come in. Hallelujah. And I'm glad that he let me in. I'm glad that he allowed me to become a part of the kingdom of God. He didn't have to do it. Amen. I didn't choose him, but he chose me tonight. And I don't understand everything I need to know about God. Amen. But this one thing I do understand. I'm glad, amen, that he chose me. Hallelujah. Amen. Galatians chapter 3 and verse 26. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. For there is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ. When you come into the kingdom of God, it's not rich or poor. It doesn't matter the nationality you are. Amen. We are all in the body of Christ. He has let us all come in. Hallelujah. We were grafted in. We were born again. We were adopted. We were chosen. Hallelujah. And Jesus said in Matthew 11, come unto me all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The great physician is in the house tonight. Do you believe that tonight? Can you look up, amen? Can you raise your hands toward heaven and tell him, I still need you, Jesus. Amen. I still need the services of the physician. It wasn't a one-time fix. Do you hear me tonight? It wasn't a one-time fix. Yeah, I'm so glad that 30 years ago I went to an altar and I bowed my knee. Amen. I repented of my sins and God filled me with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. And I was baptized in his name, but it wasn't a one-time thing. Amen. It was just the beginning of what God was going to do in my life. Amen. And I want to receive everything that I can from him. I need him. I need him. Jesus said, you see, the righteous... the righteous do not see the need. He said, I didn't come to call the righteous, but the sinner to repentance. You see, when he came, Brother Warren, the religious world of his day, the scribes and the Pharisees, they had it all together. They had it all worked out. And they were sticklers of the law of their time. They knew exactly what the law said, and they were living it to the letter. Amen. But Jesus came and he told them, he said, on the outside, you're like a whited sepulcher. You're like a tombstone that is washed and clean and beautiful and nice on the outside. But on the inside, you're like dead men's bones. He told them, he said, you don't see a need for me, but I came, amen, for the one that needs me. Hallelujah. Can somebody say, I need Jesus? He would ultimately say that, and it even sounded like a contradiction, but he would say, unless our righteousness exceed that of the scribes and Pharisees, that we would not be qualified to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Amen. For you see, their righteousness was just surface. It didn't get down into where they were living. Hallelujah. And Jesus said they were full of hypocrisy. But yet at the same time, they thought it strange that Jesus would fellowship with sinners and with publicans. Hallelujah. I need him tonight. I said I need him tonight. I am in constant need of him. I always need him. I don't ever want to get to the place where I think that I've got it all figured out. Hallelujah. What a dangerous place to get when you get to a point that you think that you don't need God anymore and you don't need a touch of God anymore and you don't need the pull of God's Spirit anymore. Amen. I'll be the first to tell you tonight, I am sick. I need a physician. I need help tonight. And I will always need help. Hallelujah. I'm not perfect and I haven't arrived yet, but I'm striving to get there. Amen. And one day, Brother Cedric, amen, I'm going to hear him say, well done. That's when I can relax. That's when I can say that I've made it. He didn't come for the righteous, but he came for the sinner. Hallelujah. How many times have you heard it said in this pulpit, I am just a sinner saved by grace. Hallelujah. Our pastor has said it numerous times. There's not a bit of difference between me and the drunk on the bar stool in Birmingham. It's only by the grace and the mercy of God that he saved my soul. Hallelujah. Can you say praise the Lord? It's not just a one-time fix, but I need to keep coming back every day. Every day I need Jesus. Every day I need him. I need him in the morning. I need him in the evening. I need him in the noontime hour. I need him every day. I still need him. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse number 12. The Bible said, wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. I don't want to boast in myself tonight. Oh, I've heard people say, look what I have done. Look what I have accomplished. Hey, amen. I don't want to be so foolish as to say those words tonight. Hey, amen. It's nothing that I do. It's nothing on my part. Hallelujah. You hear what I'm saying tonight? It's only by the grace of God that he's able to do a work in my life. The Bible said, hey, amen, a broken and a contrite spirit, he will not turn away. Hallelujah. I need him tonight. I need him in my life. I need him in my soul. I need him in my spirit. I don't want to boast in myself. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 5 and verse 19. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so that the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Hallelujah. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Amen. Our good pastor said it Sunday night. Amen. When you got the blood of Jesus applied to your life, and the sin of your life is under the blood. Hallelujah. What power and glory. Hallelujah. We're not made righteous by our own works, but we're made righteous by the blood of Jesus, by what he did at Calvary. Hallelujah. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying tonight, but I need, look at your neighbor and tell him, I still need Jesus. I am at his mercy. Hallelujah. God be merciful to me, a sinner. Cover me with your blood. Cover me with your spirit. Like my body needs air and like it needs water, I need the Spirit of God. The Bible said in Psalms chapter 46, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. In Revelation chapter 3, in speaking to the Laodiceans, he would say these words, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that you were cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I'll spew you out of my mouth. But this is the point I want to bring across tonight. He said, but because you sayeth, I am rich and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. When we get to the point that we say, I don't need God anymore, and I don't need God in my life, and I don't need the church, and I don't need the pastor, and I don't need the prayers of God's people, and I don't need the fellowship of God's people. Amen. You're wretched, you're poor, you're miserable, you can't really see what's going on in your life. I'm telling you tonight, and I'm here to tell somebody, I need him. Hallelujah. I want somebody to hear me tonight. I need Jesus. You need Jesus. You can't go a day without Jesus. Hallelujah. There's coming a day that you're going to stand before God, and I want to stand before him blameless. I need him. Somebody say, I need him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Paul, probably the most learned man in the Bible, in the New Testament. In Philippians chapter 3, the Bible Paul talks about him. And he gives his resume, if you please. And he said, "Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me indeed, is not grievous, but for you it is safe. Beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers." Hallelujah. He goes on in verse 3, "For we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit." He's talking about himself. "And rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh." He said, "Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he hath, whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more." He's going to tell about himself. He said, "I was circumcised the eighth day." He said, "I was of the stock of Israel, the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews." Hallelujah. "He was a scholar." He said, "As touching the law, I was a Pharisee. I had the zeal. I was doing what I thought was right." He said, "And touching the righteousness, which is the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, those I counted for loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things," amen, as they come back to the music tonight, "but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all." He's talking about all the things, amen, that he was and that he thought he was. He said he suffered them all and do count them but dung that I may win Christ. Hallelujah. "And be found in him, not having my own righteousness." Somebody hear me tonight. "Which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him." Somebody say, "That I may know him. And the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. If by any means," listen to this, "I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I have already attained." Paul said, "I haven't. Either we're already perfect, but I'm not." But he gave a list of all of who he was and the qualifications and the law and all the education that he had and who he was. He said, "But I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended." And he goes on in verse 13, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended." He said, "But this one thing I do." He said, "I haven't arrived." And I'm talking to somebody here tonight. "But this one thing I do, I'm forgetting those things which are behind, and I'm reaching forth." Somebody say, "I'm reaching forth." Paul was saying, "I was the greatest of Israel. I learned of the greatest teachers. I was a Pharisee. I was a Hebrew's Hebrew." Our modern terminology, you've heard the saying, that's a man's man. You understand what I'm saying. I mean, he knows what's going on. He said, "I was a Hebrew's Hebrew. I knew the law, everything. I was it. I had attained it. I thought I had arrived. But all that means nothing," he said. He said, "I count it as dung, but that I may know him." He said, "I don't count myself to have arrived." In other words, he was saying, "Sister Charlotte, I still need him. I still need him." Could you stand to your feet tonight? Jesus didn't come for they that are whole. He didn't. If you're here tonight and you say in your heart, "Well, that's a good little sermon, preacher, but I don't really need him. And you know, and you may not be saying that with your mouth, but you could be saying that with your actions, by how you live and what you do and how you respond to the things of God. I want that rock. I want that rock with me, but I don't want that rock to fall on me and to crush me. But I want to fall on the rock and be broken. Does anybody need him tonight? If you're righteous here tonight, now I know we go through the exercise, you know, all the righteous people stand up, and I know that, and that's biblical, because we're not made righteous of our own good works. If you've got the blood of Jesus on your life, you're righteous. But you understand what Jesus was saying. I don't care how far I get, Brother Robert, in this life, what I can accomplish, I always need him. I need him more today than I did yesterday. I need him more than I have ever needed him. And in closing, I want to read this scripture to you tonight. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. In order to hunger, in order to thirst, you got to have a need. And let me tell you something tonight, young people. You're going to feel that need and that void in your life with something. I promise you that. You're going to fill it with something. Mom and dad, you're raising your children. There's a void that has to be filled. There's a need that has to be filled. And you're going to fill it with something. Hallelujah. I want to fill it with the hunger of God. You know, coming to the well one time is not enough. But I want to keep coming back. One drink is not enough. I want to keep coming back. And I want to have the realization tonight that I need him. Would you lift your hands and love him? Hallelujah. You know, I don't know of any other way to preach. I don't know any other way to do it but to do what I feel in the Holy Ghost. I just want to tell somebody tonight, let God talk to you. I'm not going to stand up here and preach hellfire and you're going to walk out and miss God and the rapture and everything else. I'm not going to do that. That's not effective. God wants somebody that will do it because they love him, because they need him, because they want him. I want a hunger. Would you close your eyes tonight? Hallelujah. I'm not going to keep you much longer. But I would that somebody would hunger after God. God, examine my life, every aspect of my life. Show me where I need your hands, pray, hallelujah, sing it, sister, hallelujah. I hunger for Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Would somebody, would you step out from where you are tonight and say, I need Jesus. I haven't really sought after him like I should. But yet I see a need in my life for God. I see a need in my life for the things of God. Oh, hallelujah. God, don't give me an arrogant, haughty spirit. Oh, God. Lord Jesus, I want my spirit be like you, Jesus. I want to hunger after you. I want to thirst after you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Sing it. Hallelujah. Lay your hand on somebody beside you and pray with them. If you're here without the Holy Ghost, God can fill you with the baptism of the Holy Ghost in this service. All you got to do is repent of your sins. Tell the Lord you're sorry. Hallelujah. Tell him you want to turn your life around. But you're tired of living the way you've been living. We've got water to baptize you in the name of Jesus Christ, that your sins could be washed away. And under the blood tonight. Hallelujah. Sing it. Hallelujah. I need him. I hunger.